Okay, I got it. Okay, good evening. My name is Mike. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm going to be sharing my my story from when I came into these rooms. I guess it's a threefold thing: what I was like before, what it was like when I first came into the rooms, how this process worked with me, and what I'm like now. I came into these rooms. I was always a chubby kid, always like the, and always had very poor self-image about my body. That was the key thing. I thought I was different because I was heavier, and because I didn't eat like a normal person. There was, I mean, the things that I remember going to the candy store and, getting a and because at that time, you could only get so much money. We kind of, I guess everybody was poor in the Bronx. I would get like a nickel to buy candy. And and the thing is that how, you can get a couple of candies for, but I was trying, even at that time, I guess my engineering thing was I used to look at the weight of the candies. And this is like, I'm like 9 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, and I realized that each one way I tried to get the most of my nickel, and I knew there was a something was I even forgot the name of it. It was a chocolate bar, whatever it was, but it was the biggest of all of them. I didn't want to get anything small. I didn't care what it was, but small, and that was the big thing for me: get as much as I can and pay the least, but I get the most bang for my buck. That's the way I was living with all my food. The growing up, I've shared this before, and it's a horrible thought. I had a friend and I, we decided one day, we were about 16 years old, and even then, you eat a lot as a kid. I guess you're a teenager. We decided to go to a pizza place, and so we both sat at the table, and the waiter comes down. So we both ordered a pie for each of us. That's two pies. And he said, it's going to take about 15 minutes. Well, I couldn't wait. I ordered a slice just for me so it could carry me till they got the pie to me. My friend didn't. I was the only one that ordered the extra slice pizza. The insanity with the food was crazy, but also the insanity about clothes and everything else. I really didn't feel right because I always went for the chubby sizes that, my mother used to take me for all these things. It was a horrible, horrible thing in school. Again, I wasn't that much overweight. I guess I was maybe, well, even as a kid, I guess it also varied a lot, but not as a kid. As a kid, I was just maybe 20, always 20 pounds, 30 pounds overweight as a kid. As a teenager, pretty much the same. Things started changing when I got out of high school. And then I really started gaining weight. I was working at the time. I didn't go to college right away. I went to college at night. And, it was an insanity type of thing. Always looking, always eating, always every event I had or went to, I was looking for the food. I had spurts of trying, like once, like when a girl came around, I knew I was going to date, so I lost some weight, but God, it couldn't have lasted more than a month. But again, the weight was always fluctuating, and always when my weight wasn't fluctuating, it was pretty much when I got married. I got married maybe about 40 or 50 pounds overweight, and again, I went on a diet, with the, I guess the Weight Watchers things, or one of those guys, and I lost it. Kept it off for about an hour and a half, because they let on maintenance, they let you go back to eating certain foods. Well, I guess I could do that. Within a year, I gained that plus another 25 pounds. All along, this thing kept on going on and off while I was married, and didn't really help me much. I used to, enjoy basically when we first moved into our house where I live right now, New Jersey. I used to have a fight with my wife, just arguing over things. Because, and then what she, her reaction to my argument and everything was that she would go upstairs, and I wanted that. She would go upstairs to sleep, and I would stay downstairs with my refrigerator. And I spent 2 hours just opening the door, looking, eating, opening the door, looking, eating. I was alone in the kitchen eating. Kids came. Kids were born. I had gained a little more weight. At this point, I was about 100 pounds overweight. This is 19, let's see, so I was 38. Oh no, I had, let's see, I came here, right, about 1980. Well, actually, no, 1976, 1976, 76, 75, 70, 75 was my first child was born, and I was about maybe 80 pounds overweight. 78, my second kid was born. I was maybe about 95 pounds overweight. And then we had twins 3 years later. And at that time, it was about 105 pounds overweight. But at that time, we had four kids under the age of five. And the older ones were okay. But the babies were upstairs, and I couldn't go up to the second story and take care of them. I couldn't diaper them. I couldn't change them. I had to stay on the first story. When I went up, I was out of breath all the time. I couldn't do it. I couldn't function as a human. I was working. I'm an engineer, so I always felt that, and the job that I had didn't require an engineering degree. I was basically a construction manager. Owner's rep for a large company, but I didn't need to be have a degree. But with my degree, I felt better than everybody, so I knew everything. People try to people who worked for me bought me gifts. One of them was a what do you call it? Hypnosis, right? You have a tape recorder and you do that. Another one, what's called me sessions with a psychiatrist. None of these things worked. None of these things worked. And the problem was, I would always, before this time with my fifth kid, with the four kids, I at least had some, I was able to lose weight. Now I couldn't even lose it. All I wanted to do was just, actually what I wanted to do was stop gaining weight, because even on the diets, I started gaining weight. So it's, things weren't working for me, so I was desperate. A gal came, a gal, a friend of ours said, "Hey, I want to, one night while I was having dinner," she said, "I want to, Mike, we talked about this. There's a program that I belong to. What's, how much time do I have left?" Okay, good. There was a, no, she had been in this program. We had met at parties before, and she wanted me to join. I said, nah, I can't." But now she started me thinking, because I was desperate. I really haven't had any luck with anything going on. I'm getting older. I can't function. What about my babies? How can I take care? How can I help my wife with doing it? And I really want to do something, but I was unable to. And I thought, so there was a point at this point where I was willing to try something. I know how extreme it would be, but I was willing to, but I knew, but I thought I knew about every single possible diet there was. I didn't know about this diet. I keep saying diet because up until maybe the first month of NOA, I've always considered it a diet. And so a gal comes over, and she actually called me before. I told her I was eating my Chinese food or something. Don't worry about finishing up. We'll have to go. We'll go. All right, so I went with her. We went to this meeting in Islip, New Jersey. It was a large meeting at the time. It was a 2-hour meeting with actually with coffee in between, which is very unusual. And as I said, it was a large meeting. It had like a literature table with tons of books and everything else. All I wanted when I first got there was a copy of The Diet. But nobody talked about the diet. I couldn't find any copies of diets on the table. I'm looking all over. Then they start the meeting. All of a sudden, people are holding hands. Guys are holding hands. Oh my God, they're saying a prayer. Hey, I know I never heard of a prayer, Serenity Prayer. Guys don't hold hands or anything. What am I doing in a church? I'm Jewish. And people are like, it's like it's like, is God going to take the food out of me? I don't know what it was going. I didn't. I was fortunate. I met a person who said, and I kept on asking him, "Where's the diet?" Well, don't worry about the diet. Listen to the meeting. After the meeting, we'll chat. As I said, I was desperate. I was willing to find out what is this thing about. Why is this guy saying he's maintaining 150-pound weight loss and stuff? What? Why is he talking? I can't believe what is he doing? But his speech didn't say anything about the diet. Anyway, make a long story short, I did listen. After the meeting, I spoke to this fellow who is now my sponsor, and all he said was, "Here's a typical food plan, and we know about anything. We can talk about, medical issues or anything else. Try this for one day, and then let's talk in the morning. Plan on doing this one." Now, I'm a people pleaser, so and I mentioned it to him, and we exchanged phone numbers. So, hey, I couldn't disappoint him, so I felt obligated to call him. So I did, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I did eat exactly what I made my commitment to eat on that food plan. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I'm going to give this a shot. And I didn't believe anything that was told to me. Well, moving on, the weight came off very fast, came off in 8 months. I didn't get as much as most people get because, again, I was never a believer in a loving God. My God was always a punishing God. If I did something wrong, he would punish me. And now, all of a sudden, I'm losing weight. So I really felt, and this took me a while, that he had given me some kind of cancer. And that's what he's doing. That's why I'm losing the weight. And I actually thought I had the disease. I kept on checking myself because there was no way that I could possibly lose this weight because I used to try it before. It was horrible, horrible situation. And but one of the things that happened is that, the first three steps are very important, but the first two, the third step is my recovery because it's a spiritual recovery. But the first two is all about willingness. And for me, I had to be at that point, that very, very low point for me to be willing to even to think about taking some program which had everything wrong in it that I could work with. Now, it's a lot more than just the weight. The weight is not a big thing with me. I'm maintaining right now about a little over nine, maybe 90, 95-pound weight loss for the, was it 42 years? But close to it, about 41 years. Sorry, I don't want to give it more than it is, 41 years. But one of the things that I have to share is even to go over a period of time. One of the greatest gifts I got out of these rooms is something that I'll always remember. I used to work for a guy, and we got along great. And this was at my heaviest, and basically building a fast food restaurant. So a big company building fast food restaurants for him, and we had a great relationship. And at this point, when I was a consultant. About 3 years after I had left him, I went to program. I lost my weight, and about 2 years after losing the weight, I decided I'm going to call my old boss, and maybe he wants me to build some restaurants for him in the New York area because they didn't have a an office here where they can they need someone to, basically be licensed and be able to secure permits and approvals and everything else. So I called him up, and I said, "Hey, Bob, let me tell you what." "Oh, hi, Mike. How is everything?" "Was fine. Everything else." I said, "Can you meet me for lunch in this restaurant?" He said, Sure. I'll meet you there very soon." Well, actually, it was a couple of days later. So he went to meet me. I hadn't seen him in like 5 years. Now, he knew he had 100 pounds overweight. And I had an ulterior motive. I wanted to see how much weight I lost because at that time, hey, you lost a lot of weight. Comes over. And he, "Great to see me. How you doing? Everything else?" We shake hands. Not one word about my weight. We sat down, we had lunch, we discussed exactly what I could do for him in some particular areas where he needed help. Meeting went great. I got work from him. Everything was super. Everything worked out. I couldn't believe it. But one problem. He never said about my weight. He never saw, what's he talking? But he kept on talking about so many things. He says, at the end, we're saying goodbye. He says, "Mike, I got to ask you something." So I said, "Now he's going to ask me about how I lost the weight. Did you join some kind of ESC program? Because you were never able to handle business situations when you worked for me as well as you did just now. What happened?" That's why I continue to come into these rooms. I don't want to be the same kind of person that was self-centered, arrogant, knew everything, but couldn't do anything like I was before. I want to respect people. I want to be able to listen and hear what other people say so that I can start thinking right. And I do know that God is carrying me, and it is a spiritual recovery. So I'm very grateful to be here. I assume I want to say so. I'm grateful to everybody else who's here, and I just like to share my story every once in a while just so I can hear it. And I don't want to forget what I was like before coming into this room, so I never want to get back there again. Okay, with that, I would like to